me ask you a sort of a larger question that I haven't seen addressed yet, and based on your experience in a medical grant giving organization, where in this process is the roadmap? Who and when and how are decisions being made essentially about what the overall strategic direction of the research is intended to be, so that individual projects can be fit into that? Or is the process just people bring in suggestions for projects, and if they look interesting, they're approved? Is there a strategic vision that's necessary, and where is it supposed to come from?
That's a very good question. And so far, that has been discussed not at all. Now, it's early in the process, I must say. But before the grants are being made, and by the way, the ICOC is talking about giving out as much as $90 million in May this year.
Right.
And there's been no discussion of strategic direction.
Right. In other words, you want to say, here are the questions we're trying to solve, here are the tools we need to solve them, here are the things that have to be available for further research and so on.
Of course. I would say before the Nathan Cummings Foundation, which I headed and had the privilege of being the first president, before we gave out our first grant, our board probably spent 20 to 30 hours together.
Right.
In addition to prep time, working through grant guidelines.
Right.
And developing that strategic vision.
So, in fact, the guidelines, the strategic vision and the guidelines are very closely related.
Of course, they are, and you can't have grant guidelines if you don't have a strategic vision.
OK.